Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 11, 2013. Responsible for each other. Our sages said, all of Israel is responsible for each other. This is clear even from the days of Abraham, who discovered the method of correction and gathered people who understood that it is possible to change the world only by changing man. In addition to that, by changing man we don't simply change the world but also change our perception of reality, and then instead of this world we feel the upper world. These are the people that Abraham taught how to connect, so that they will be able to establish the attribute of mutual bestowal in the connection between them, which is the vessel for the revelation of the upper world, the upper state. The state of the egoistic connection and of what is felt within it is called this world. The new state in which we are connected and love one another is called the upper world. Besides, in this new state, in the mutual connection between us, we feel the general force of nature. We have not designed ourselves by ourselves in mutual bestowal, but there is a force above us that stems from nature, which is in equivalence of form with us and is now being revealed in us. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. So a created being is those who manage to connect as one man in one heart, in mutual bestowal. Thus, according to the equivalence of form, we reach the upper state. So the principle of all of Israel is responsible for each other can be understood in two directions, straight and opposite. If you belong to the category of Israel, you are responsible for everyone. If people connect and want to belong to the category of Israel, they have to be responsible for each other. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 5, 2013, Writings of Balha Sulam. Krasnoyarsk Convention, a possible leap. Question: in one of the videos you said that the residents of Siberia are a special people possessing an extraordinary harmony between heart and mind. Is there really some kind of uniqueness in them? Answer: without a doubt. The idea is that beyond the Ural region live people who are completely different from those in the European part of Russia. These are people with a different mentality, with another approach to life, who are more open, more honest and sincere than in Western Europe. They have more consideration, a great possibility, and great ease in attaining spirituality. Therefore I explain that at the convention that we are planning, we will speak together in a completely different form and will understand each other very well. The inhabitants of Siberia are themselves less complicated, closer to nature, easier in the contact between them. This is specifically what I felt when I visited Siberia, and in principle this is how it must be. I hope that a meeting with people like these will be much more pleasant, much simpler and open. This will make a great leap possible for us. And it will indeed happen. From the virtual lesson, June 2, 2013. Lawful forgiveness. Balha Sulam, the love of the Creator and the love of the created beings, thus, each and every mitzvah that one performs affects the whole world. It is like a person who weighs seeds on a scale. Just like each and every seed one puts on the scale induces the final desired decision, so each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of the knowledge develops the world in that direction. It is said, but one sinner destroyeth much good. It means that one sinning reduces the weight on the scale, as though that person took back the beans he had put on the scale. By that one turns the world backwards. Question: I don't understand how we can reach the general correction if every wrong action that anyone might do may ruin everything. Answer: there is concealment from the top down as the system of the world's extends, which means the system of concealment. It operates so that even if we, who are beginners, commit great sins below, it doesn't count as sins. Just as a baby is forgiven when he breaks something, since there is nothing we can do. But when he grows up we have certain demands and even greater demands of an older person, although he can also be forgiven the first time. So we are operated upon and operate only according to our current level, and according to this level the benefit or harm that we bring society is determined. This is the system of concealment, the spiritual jurisdiction, that decreases the influence of the upper light and builds a kind of a cone where the lower point stands for the minimal demands, on the verge of forgiveness, and as we rise the demands increasingly expand. Still, you must know that in your current state, you influence all of reality. A person is a whole world, but it's not at the expense of others and each one discovers his whole world inside him. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 5, 2013, Writings of Balha Sulam. Humanity stands before a choice. Question. Generally, people who work in a small business and in particular in a medium-sized business are interested not only in monetary profit but in employment. This is the most talented and progressive part of humanity. They cannot find themselves within the framework of the larger companies and will naturally fill more unemployment lines. How can they find realization? Answer: they have nowhere to flee. The world doesn't require this number of workers. If we suppose that the meaning of the life of a person is only to be born, to grow, to profit for ourselves, to allow others to profit over us, and to die, so today in the world with its developed infrastructure and technology, there is no need for billions of people. For young people over the age of 20 there is already just about no need for parents and especially for grandparents. They become disconnected from them very rapidly and feel themselves as completely free and independent. If in the past people lived in communities with several generations together where a child respected his parents and was educated on the foundations of the family, people saw prospects in life, forward progress. However, today this doesn't exist. From the start a person doesn't receive this kind of education, and this stamps its seal on one's feeling about the world and one's relationship with it. It follows that in the world there is no continuity. Everything is locked onto myself. In a circumstance like this, people like these are never needed, rather, a half a billion people will be enough to work to supply the normal needs and existence. And so what will happen to all the rest? Will they be hung around the necks of these half billion? Which is to say, will it be necessary to eliminate 6.5 billion people? Is this what we will consider doing? Will nature allow us to act in a form like this? In principle, such a possibility exists. On the other hand, if we understand that we are changing comprehension itself, the relationship of the person to life itself, to himself, to the world, and to creation, we will then relate completely differently to our physical existence. It's imperative for us to rise to the next level, to perceive the meaning of life. The origin of life outside of the body, what exists virtually, spiritually, and meaningfully in all of creation, which created and developed us, and at the end of the matter will lead us through all evolutionary developments. We feel this, we are yearning for something. In a circumstance like this, every person has his place in the world, each one is vitally important and understands the meaning of his existence. We are beginning to relate with respect in regard to everyone in that we understand that everyone has his niche in this system. In nature nothing is just created, especially humans. And therefore we need to think in a completely different way and make a new way of development possible for everyone. The privilege of choice truly exists for humanity. It depends only on this. How much will those who understand the possibility of development in a good way be sufficient to disseminate their knowledge correctly and present it to all of humanity so that it will understand, recognize, and begin to realize this new key for a new relationship to the world? From Cab TV Through Time, March 17, 2013. Loving the other not in words, but in deeds. Question. The commandment to love your neighbor as yourself is known around the world. Then, how is its original interpretation different from the conventional one? Answer, it's all about the difference between Abraham and Babylon. In Babylon, it was accepted to keep the uncorrected egoism and, at the same time, shout about love. On the other hand, the method of Abraham, that is, the property of mercy, Hasidim, is self-correction on the path to bestowal where the other becomes more important than yourself. This can be achieved only through group work based on and constructed by Abraham. At the time, having gathered people, he began to teach them self-denial, self-nullification, and unity to the point of love for the other as for oneself. One must carry out this work precisely in the group where we build our environment on practice. So, I do not see people engaged in this anywhere else. In recent generations, no one except Baal HaSulam, and Rabash in particular, wrote about the decisive need for unity and mutual guarantee. Do various religions and beliefs, circles and organizations that preach love for the other facilitate the correction of egoism, or do they just implant these or those collective attributes? For example, Nazi Germany also united people. So, the question is the kind of unity we are talking about. We have a methodology that enables a person to become united with others, to give himself to the environment in order to reveal mutual bestowal and love for the sake of all of humanity, not just some part of it that shields itself by fascist or protectionist methods, and ultimately, to achieve an absolute, abstract form of bestowal and love, in other words, to bring contentment to the Creator. You can find a huge amount of material online about love for the other. Everyone talks about it, without mentioning Israel and Abraham, as if it is his personal invention or the property of his religion. When egoism covers the eyes, people do not understand the depth of the question, do not know the history, and claim that they know the ultimate truth. There is nothing you can do about it. On our side, we already are based on the method of Abraham. He discovered love for the other as for oneself and, having exited Babylon, adopted this methodology. Then, Moses developed it by means of unity at Mount Sinai and so on. In general, we are talking about the task of the people of Israel, about its foundation. It was originally formed on this base. If there were no foundation, there would have been no nation. All other nations came into being naturally, but Israel is not a people in this sense. It is not among other nations because its foundation is bestowal, love for the other as for oneself, separated from the reality of our world. Israel is the people connected to each other by the desire to find between themselves bestowal and love, and to rise in this love above their egoistic desire. There is no nation of Israel without this foundation. In other words, it cannot be called a people while it is in exile from the spiritual world. The Jews in Egypt were not a nation until they came out of slavery and accepted the means that allowed them to live as one man with one heart, in common mutual guarantee. Only then did they become a people. Today, they are again not a people but a gathering of exiles. It is no coincidence that throughout history Jews were so concerned about education. We also want to establish the method of integral education in our midst and then pass it to the entire nation and the entire world. There is only one reason: it does not exist without the nation. The very concepts of people, country, and society among the Jews followed education. Before Abraham educated, taught those who escaped with him from Babylon, they were not a people. After all, it is necessary to have glue that will connect people into one, otherwise they are strangers to each other. It is the education on the principle of love for the other as for oneself that brings them together into a unified group or a unified nation. Of course, it is a unique people, different from all the others. They are united according to the conditions of our world, and in order to unite, Israel must accept the terms of the spiritual world. This is the origin of its complete oppositeness to the rest of the world in terms of education and the essence of love for the other. If others are willing to distribute this principle to their nations, Israel cannot be limited to itself because this is not love as it should be. We must initially be aware of the goal of creation and carry it to the world. Otherwise, instead of love, there will be people's ego, national ego, or, as it is called today, national pride, which is nonsense. Israel can have nothing like this. It must limit its ego and connect spiritual, higher values to it instead of boasting its differences in the matters of this world. From the fourth part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 3, 2013, Writings of Balha Sulam. Two levels of the Torah. The Torah is given to us on two levels. One of them is the level of the common man, which determines the framework of his community and household. After all, he has to believe in something, keep himself in the framework, perhaps even to aspire to something if he develops some kind of higher desires. But, in principle, the Torah was given in order to raise people to the level of the Creator where there is no matter, bodies, or images in any form. On one hand, this disembodied force controls everything including our matter, it leads it to some kind of image, to some purpose. On the other hand, it itself is not felt at all. How can we treat it? There is no way. That is why for thousands of years people pray, cry, and torment themselves, no matter what they do, and there is no reaction. And rightly so that it is absent. We do not reach the Creator. To get in connection with Him, we need to be on the same level with Him or at least try to be at the same level. That is why the wisdom of Kabbalah has been revealed, and it explains how it's possible to request this force, which is not felt, to raise us to the level of sensing it, the level of dialogue, and the level of integration with it. From Kab TV Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 25, 2013. Form your future yourself. Question: what can humanity, individual countries, or local companies do to simulate a more successful future? Answer: in any case, the future will be successful. The problem is how to reach it. It's better to do this in the kind, gentle, correct way. To do this, there are integral workshops and the method of integral education forming a successful future. Our future is clearly defined. We cannot build it in a different way. We can only reveal it sooner so it will be friendly, gentle, kind, and quick for us instead of reaching it the hard, long way, full of suffering. Comment: it turns out that a person has a clear favorable line of development of events and his fate, and if he uses the integral methodology correctly, then he immediately rises from one degree to another. Answer: yes. He anticipates in advance the events that must occur because being in connection with others and participating in integral workshops, he is ahead of these events, he forms and builds his future himself. Time will force him to do it. From Kab TV Through Time, March 20, 2013. Every convention is a step forward. Question: what can be achieved in mirror conventions? Answer: we are now in such a state where we begin to feel an additional leap from every convention. For example, a very short convention that lasted only one day took place a few days ago, but it gave a significant push forward. People there felt much, both unity and movement forward. They experienced new sensations. That is, we are starting to draw the upper light to ourselves, which we do not feel clearly yet, but its manifestations already are felt in us. This shows our approaching its revelation, and I hope that every convention will become a greater step forward. So the convention in Siberia could be very effective in this sense. From the virtual lesson, June 2, 2013. Technologies make us redundant. Opinion, from McKinsey: the relentless parade of new technologies is unfolding on many fronts. Almost every advance is billed as a breakthrough, and the list of next big things grows ever longer. Not every emerging technology will alter the business or social landscape, but some truly do have the potential to disrupt the status quo, alter the way people live and work, and rearrange value pools. What technologies will most radically transform human life in the next 12 years? The McKinsey Global Institute looked at more than 100 possible candidates across a variety of technology fields and narrowed the most potentially disruptive down to a dozen. They are, in order of size of potential impact, mobile internet defined as increasingly inexpensive and capable mobile computing devices and internet connectively. Automation of knowledge work or intelligent software systems that perform knowledge work tasks involving unstructured commands and subtle judgments. Internet of things or networks of low-cost sensors and actuators for data collection, monitoring, decision-making and process optimization. Cloud technology or use of computer hardware and software resources delivered over a network or the internet, often as a service. Advanced robotics or increasingly capable robots with enhanced senses, dexterity, and intelligence used to automate tasks or augment humans. Autonomous and near-autonomous vehicles. Next-generation genomics or fast, low-cost gene sequencing, advanced big data analytics, and synthetic biology. Energy storage. 3D printing advanced materials defined as materials designed to have superior characteristics. Much of what we today call nanotechnology would fall within this category. Advanced oil and natural gas recovery renewable energy source, World Future Society. My comment, this is already the immediate future, and to occupy and calm down people, making them creative in life and work, is possible by including them in integral education that teaches everyone how to build a new world among us and within ourselves. People will feel this activity the most important in life, moreover, with the benefit to themselves and nature, finding happiness now and always, by creating eternal harmony in connection between themselves. The end of famine. In the news, from Oxygen Live Out Loud, Oxygen Media released initial findings of a study conducted by USAMP, providing insights into motherhood and adoption, revealing that a whopping 87% of Americans believe the definition of a traditional family has evolved and 55% say there is no longer traditional family. The study reveals Americans are becoming increasingly more acceptable of societal changes in how traditional family is defined and judged, along with the changing roles men and women take on in this new family dynamic. When looking at the idea of motherhood, more people define a mother as the woman who raised you, 82%, compared to the woman who gave birth to you, 53%. More people believe same-sex couples can be great parents, 79%. Women are taking on traditionally male roles today, 88%. Men take on traditionally female roles, 76%. And even a single father can act as a mom, 78%. Most Americans admit that the definition of a traditional family has changed over the past few years. My comment, all this is a product of the last stage of the development of egoism in the human being and society as a whole. The destruction of the family ends the entire first stage, the egoistic stage of human development. The next is its transition to the following stage, to the altruistic one, in which society will be similar to the entire united integral nature, will be one whole with nature, and not a cancerous tumor as today. It depends on us by what force we will advance, consciously, voluntarily, learning how to become united, or forced into happiness through suffering. The method of integral education is offered to humanity to learn the good path. Spirit which transcends the body. Question. In the next stage of development of humanity, it will be more sensitive. There are a number of trends that confirm this. First, the children of today are much more sensitive to receiving information. Second, we see that today on television there are dozens of entertainment programs on which psychics and many other people with more subtle sensitivities appear with a clarity that is unknown to us. One gets the impression that humanity is changing internally, if not externally, then at the level of the organization of the biological body or its method of processing information. Does some kind of law exist here? Answer: all of these problems even began to appear hundreds of thousands of years ago at the time of transition from the ape to the human. We came down from the trees, gradually stopped hunting, began to be involved with farming, passed through a system of slavery, started to establish cities and civilizations, to print money, invent writing, and so forth. All this helped in human development. So, in our day, a need is appearing in humanity to feel the guiding power that will give us the possibility of discovering why we are living, the ability to feel its purpose, and to attain this while we are still alive in this world and not just in the next world as religion would tell us. We need to attain the next higher state, regardless of whether the body lives or dies. While being in the physical body, it is as if we actually are found outside of it, next to it, only identifying ourselves with the body. With the help of the special lessons of integral learning that help a person to develop connections, how to go outside of oneself, to feel the other, to live within him, to love him, to be integrated with him, with this, a person develops the technology for psychological emergence from himself. In addition, when he begins to realize this, he sees that he is not a body but rather a spirit, desire and intellect, which doesn't exist within a body. The body is merely their temporary carrier, but this carrier can convey all its information wherever it wants, from one bearer to another, from one computer to another computer. When a person begins to understand that he can transfer himself, then a sensation of freedom appears in him. So, from this, he can solve completely different problems. From Cab TV through Time, March 20th, 2013. External help for the sake of an inner connection. Question: what does it mean to use the teacher in order to connect with the upper level? Answer: to use the teacher means to follow the teacher's recommendations and commandments. The teacher recommends that the student should work on his connection with the friends and engage in the dissemination of this method of integral education. This includes working on preparing the material and disseminating it, and a person's incorporation in the group. But he should do all that thinking that by this he brings his teacher contentment. It's a very simple system. There is my group of 10 and we have to be impressed by one another in order to connect together to a higher level, which is called a teacher, Rav. Rav stands for one who is greater, which means an upper level. We want to overcome and to fulfill the gap between our level and his, which means to ascend. But how can I ascend if I am repulsed by the upper level? I have to see it as grace, as extremely attractive, and so I have to be impressed by the friends as for the greatness of the upper level. If I can imagine by myself that this level is great and that it contains everything that is good, then I probably don't think about it correctly, but quite the opposite. This is called using the teacher's body, which provides external help which you assure is his desire. The teacher says what and how we should do it, how to study, how to connect, how to disseminate the method, and according to which criteria we should exist. Question: how can we check that we are already in contact with the teacher? Answer: you can only check this when you have the recognition on the level of the teacher. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 5, 2013, Writings of Balha Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. It is not difficult to accept the right decision. Question: is it possible to realize integral unity not just among the workers in the factories, but within companies on the managerial level? Answer: yes. We have already tried to institute the integral method among school teachers, factory directors, mayors, and all kinds of political parties who are in an adversarial relationship with each other, not to mention school students, college students, and so forth. And we have always achieved success. Always. Which is to say, the right presentation of questions, the discussion in which incidentally two or three of our representatives take part, wonderfully elevate the person and he becomes completely different. Therefore it's necessary to arrange workshops for company managers also, for in spite of it all, they belong to a single collective body, and then we must begin to create an internal, mutual understanding between them. They will see how much easier and more pleasant it will be for them to solve problems after the workshop, for credibility is created among them. It's as if we are organizing a single mind, a single heart, a single feeling, that is already operating on the next level. Certainly they will get results and reach decisions that they didn't even consider before. They will understand how it's possible to achieve an optimal variant so that every one of them will also benefit without having to annoy each other. Life becomes simple and easy. From CAB TV through Time, March 17, 2013.